The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at advanced medical testing centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to
Natural Doc. You that does it on Friday. Good morning.
Well, okay, I know it's hard to break old habits. Okay, you're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and you see, Janet is off-site today. Normally, we do the show together, and we can see what each of us is doing, but she's up at, are you up at Greenlands yet?
I am sitting in Greenlands, yes. And I will be here to talk to people about their supplement programs, about their diet, all of that, from 11 to 2. So from now to 11, I'll be talking with you, Dr. Slavin, and then 11 to 2, I'll be seeing people here at Greenlands. What's going on here?
All right. So this is Natural Doc Radio. We're here every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11. And we just like to pass along information that can give you an opportunity to try and stay as healthy as possible. Now, I came across an article. The headline was, American Dental Association threatens the manufacturer of mercury detection equipment to stop talking about toxic levels of mercury in dental offices. So that's the headline. But now I want to go to the website, the American Dental Association's own website. And they start off, you know, they have a statement on mercury fillings in it. And they say dental amalgam is considered a safe, affordable, and durable material that has been used to restore the teeth of more than 1 million Americans. It contains a mixture of metals such as silver, copper, tin, and mercury. Dental amalgam has been studied and reviewed extensively and has an established record of safety and effectiveness. And then their final paragraph in summary says, on July 28th, 2009, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration issued its final rule on dental amalgams, classifying amalgams and its components parts as including mercury and other alloys as a class 2 medical device and therefore considered to be safe and effective as a restorative option for patients. Now, so that's the position of the American Dental Association. So I guess that's where all the confusion lies. So the dentists continue to use mercury because they're being told it's perfectly safe. You know, study after study shows it. But then on the other hand, they don't want information out that says, by the way, levels of mercury in the dentist's office are exceedingly high. Specifically, let's see, they say, In this report, that even though safer options exist for teeth restoration, the American Dental Association continues to push for amalgams which contain 50% mercury. Now, in all fairness, the reason they use that because I think this is the least expensive approach for filling cavities is these amalgams, and they say it's easy to work with, too. They go on to say, for the most part, modern dentistry follows along with the toxic mercury tradition, but not according to the dentists. But if you ask a dentist about mercury toxicity, you know, he probably would ignore that. The American Dental Association is so dead set on their continued support of mercury fillings that they will go out of their way to threaten mercury detection professionals who educate the public on the toxic levels of mercury in dental offices. So I could go on here, but I think we learned something this week on one of the early reports about maybe the better understanding of how mercury can impact your health, because here they say it's perfectly safe. So many other people say it's not. Well, remember, if you listened to earlier in the week, we talked about the Gardasil vaccine. A young girl got it, and 2 weeks later she got sick, and everybody is trying to point fingers as to why. You know, the people that are pro-vaccine said, well, it can't be the vaccine. You know, that's not what happens. People that are anti-vaccine say, of course it's the vaccine. And in this particular person, the conclusion was it was a combination of effects. The vaccine plus prior exposure, which, in other words, subclinical exposure. In other words, the patient wasn't sick prior to the vaccine, but she, her body was successfully fighting off tick-borne diseases and other bacterial diseases, like most of us do. If you were to test yourself, you would find you have antibodies to lots of different things we're exposed to, and that's the role of the immune system. And everything works fine, but it seems like the addition of the mercury in the well, we don't know for sure if it was the mercury in the vaccine or the challenge to the immune system from the vaccine that was the straw that broke the camel's back and made her or allowed her to get sick. And maybe that's the message we have to take home here, that, you know, mercury by itself may be okay, because that's how they do the studies, by the way, Janet. You know, they'll test mercury by itself, not in the context of how we all live. We're all exposed to lots of different things, but they'll just test mercury by itself to see if it's safe, but never in the context of adding it to all the other things that we're exposed to. Now, I remember a study with the laboratory animals where they gave mercury to these rats at a dosage that was which was the lethal dose expected to kill 50% of the rats in the study. There were 100 rats. So that, no, it wasn't 50%. It was 1%. So the lethal dose to kill 1%. So all these rats got a small amount of mercury, and one of them died. Then they gave cadmium to another group of rats, a dose to kill 1%. And cadmium is also something used a lot in dentistry. And then they took another set of rats, 100 of them. They gave them the same dose of mercury, but now they combined it with cadmium. And that combination killed 100% of the rats. The point being, unless you test things in context, you don't know what the additive effect would be. Another example of that is when you look at drug reactions and you want to see what drugs are compatible. You know, drugs independent, you know, tested by themselves, you know, may not show a problem. But when you start adding one drug after another, and how many times have we talked about patients perhaps being on as many as 10 prescriptions at once? Who really knows what the side effects are? So, Janet, you have a comment on this.
I certainly do, because at the beginning of the show, when you began to enumerate the different components that typically are found in amalgam fillings, one of the things that you did mention was tin. And again, here's a substance that not too many people would be agreeable to have implanted into their bodies. And when I say implanted, implanted. Essentially, that's what you're having with an amalgam filling. The filling is being used to fill a cavity that has been drilled out, so the tooth substances have been removed, and you're replacing those tooth substances with this combination of mercury, tin, cadmium, a variety of different ingredients. The thing is, okay, if that were in an absolutely enclosed environment, encapsulated environment, maybe that would be okay. However, when you are crushing all manner of different food substances against this amalgam, very, very much microscopic bits of that amalgam are going to be removed, probably mixed with your saliva. Then you don't have any idea what kind of effect it would have when it's mixed with the acids and enzymes found in your saliva. The concern goes on. When you look at the statistics, causes of death, ages of death of dentists, I think that that is one more supporting bit of information with regard to the contamination of dental offices with mercury. And we know that mercury is a neurotoxin. We know that significant contamination with mercury is going to have a suppressing effect on your immune system. So there are a lot of facts that are adding up, along with the kind of research that you were just discussing, Dr. Slavin, that in my mind make me distrust the conclusion of the so-called scientists at the FDA. How can a truly open-minded scientist come to the conclusion that mercury amalgam fillings are appropriate to use to deal with the cavities, are appropriate to use in dental therapy? It just does not make any sense.
Well, you mentioned about death rates, I guess. But it's also been reported that dentists suffer some of the highest suicide rates. And
they also have one of the highest rates of Parkinson's diagnoses.
Okay, so when we come back, we have some more statistics about mercury and just what you need to know, I guess, to protect yourself. And ask the dentist the right questions. If he just sort of ignores you or say, that's ridiculous, it's perfectly safe. You know, the thing is, they say there's no double-blind, placebo-controlled, published study showing that it's not safe. And they always do that. You know, maybe they didn't do the study to show that it's not safe, but they didn't do the study to show that it's safe also. So there are no studies really focusing on whether or not it's really safe. And a few studies they do not last long enough. They only, you know, they may do a study for a couple of years. Oh, we don't see anything. But the problem with mercury is it's cumulative and long-lasting, and it also affects the microbiome. We've talked about how the gut is, it's related with every function of your body, and that's what mercury does as part of its damage. Right now, it's time to take a break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and with me today is Janice Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist, and we'll be back right after this.
At AMT Centers, testing is designed to give you important information before symptoms of disease appear. You get the information needed to evaluate potential disease development. With cutting-edge labs such as Singulex, Innovative, Genova, Doctors Data, and many more, you'll receive definitive evaluations of health issues before problems arise. Learn more at amtcenters.com or call 754-216-2332. 754-216-2332.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health, but want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule remote consultations with Janet Cimarelli at janetcimarelli.com. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations via phone, Skype, or email, with the convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at janetcimarelli.com. And tune in to hear Janet on Natural Doc Radio, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m., right here on this station.
You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and joining us today is Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist, and she's sitting over at Greenlands up in Delray Beach, I guess. And what is that, 2000 North Federal Highway up there?
That it's so good, Dr. Slavin. That's it. 2000 North Federal Highway, 2 miles north of Atlantic on the west side of Federal, Delray Beach.
Now, during the break, I was just curious to see, you know, we don't want to necessarily single out dentists as far as being highest on the list of suicides. And I was trying to, you know, see what else has been reported in that category. And so they have a lot of company. It's not just dentists. They say natural scientists, and I'm not sure what that means, are 1.28 times more likely to commit suicide than average. You know, they blame stress. They always blame stress as a reason for these conditions, but I think we're all under stress, but what makes one person decide that suicide is going to be the solution? I always like the statement that was once made about this, that suicide is a permanent solution to a temporary problem. And so I just want to see if we can get a list of other professions that are high on that list. It seems to be very difficult to navigate on the website. But as we're talking here, they say, okay, pharmacists are 1.29 times more likely to commit suicide. You think this is a list of professions to avoid? Okay. Precision woodworkers are 1.3 times more likely. That's not a big increase in risk.
I have the answer for why that is an issue. Very often the lumber that woodworkers are using has been treated with a number of different chemicals.
That's
certainly
true.
The frame lumber used in building houses is referred to as pressure treated lumber. And pressure-treated lumber sounds kind of benign. And then you find out that it is treated with arsenic, not so benign.
Right. And here's another one. Electricians are 1.3 times more likely. That could be the, exposure to these, these electrical fields that they work on or work within. It's interesting, if you go to a radiologist's office, where they're doing x-rays, they'll wear these little tags, to make sure they're not being exposed to excess amounts of radiation. But a lot of these other professions here, for example, the dentist, I'm not aware of them measuring the amount of mercury, for example, exposure in their office, or the electricians, how much of these electromagnetic fields are they being exposed to? Now, here's another one. Heat treating equipment operators. I'm not sure what that is. Are 1.3 times more likely to commit suicide. And farm managers are 1.3 times more likely. Now, we know that on the farms, they're exposed to a lot of toxins in the form of herbicides and pesticides. May be a factor. You know, I'm going to try and skip down to the what are the safest professions here, because lawyers are 1.3 times more likely to commit suicide.
Well, we know stress in the legal field.
What's interesting, they said realtors 1.3 times. Hand molders, I'm looking at someone in the picture here, a hand molder, you'd never know what that is without seeing a picture. He's working, like doing pottery, you know, on a wheel. Now, we know that sometimes they could be exposed to lead, because in the glaze that they use when they fire the clay, you know, there's lead in there. Maybe that's playing a role there. So they were almost 1.4 times more likely to commit suicide. Urban planners, 1.4, 3 times. That's interesting. So you have a bunch of elected officials there, or appointed officials, telling us what to do. Oh, I have a higher... Okay, the numbers are going up. Supervisors of heavy construction equipment, 1.4, 6 times more likely to commit suicide. Chiropractors.
You know, I'm sorry, which?
They have chiropractors on the list, 1.5 times more likely. You know, I'll have to ask Dr. Mike about that, if he has a thought on that. I can understand the next one, finance workers. You know, some people that working down on Wall Street, I think they, now there's a high-pressure job.
So Dr. Slavin, is suicide an increased health risk among the American population? If you are a United States citizen, do you have a higher potential for attempting or actually committing suicide? Well, I don't necessarily understand that issue. I certainly do understand if your body has been contaminated with things like lead, mercury, nickel, but overall, I wouldn't necessarily think that suicide was a significant risk for most Americans.
Well, think of it in these terms. We use more drugs in this country than the rest of the world combined. So if you go to your doctor and he says, boy, you're depressed, take this antidepressant, and you read the adverse risks or side effects of antidepressants, suicide is near the top of the list. So maybe all these people are being treated with antidepressants, and that may be where your increased risk comes from.
Are they being treated with antidepressants because they have a significant contamination in their brains and nervous systems of heavy metals and agricultural, industrial toxins?
Well, I think that's the point we're trying to make here, is that maybe one thing by itself is not the total story. It's a combination of things. And when you put them together, that's where the risk comes from. So veterinarians, 1.54 times more likely to commit suicide.
So some of the things that people can do to enhance the quality of their mood, enhance their brain function, their nervous system function, just very, very supportive overall. would be high-quality omega-3 fish oils. I'm a really big supporter of those omega-3 fish oils. And what benefit are people going to derive from the fish oils? Fish oils are literally going to be capable of nourishing brain chemistry and nervous system chemistry. But before we even get to the brain, you think about the benefits of high-quality fats, such as omega-3 fish oils, for the liver. Excellent support to liver function. Excellent support to preventing the deposit of poor quality, actually toxic fats in the liver. So you're going to have essentially a twofer. Excellent support for liver function, excellent support for your brain. And then I go on to say it's very much a support for your immune system as well. So there are so many different things that people can do. There are a variety of very, very easy to use detox formulas. And pretty much every day that I'm in the health food stores and talking with people, I come across another approach that's relatively easy to introduce into your daily routine. It doesn't have to last for months and months and months, just possibly 2 weeks, and you achieve a detox. Now, with the heavy metals that we began talking about, Dr. Slavin, it's a more difficult picture to get those out of the body. And a lot of times, the way doctors measure the heavy metal contamination, it doesn't really give you a true picture. Our sponsor, Advanced Medical Testing Centers, do they have different tests offered to the public to enhance their information about what toxic metals they may be dealing with?
Well, there are several different methods you can measure heavy metals in the body, heavy metals specifically like lead, mercury, arsenic, cadmium. One obviously is the blood test, and that's the one that is helpful when you're dealing with acute toxicity. In other words, you just found out you were exposed to lead, and you'll find it in your blood if you do a blood test. But if you have low-level chronic exposure to heavy metals, you won't pick it up in the blood test. So the next one is a provocative test, because all these heavy metals are stored in the tissues of your body. So doing a blood test, doesn't pick it up. But a provocative test means you take a chelating substance first, which will bind with these substances that are found in the tissues and then allow the body to excrete them in the urine. So you do a provocative test, and then you measure the amounts in the urine. And that's the one that we do, and we recommend it to for people, because anybody, and I don't automatically say across the board, get this test, but I do say anybody with a health challenge, doesn't matter what it is, it could be high blood pressure, it could be cancer, do this test, because if you have accumulations of heavy metals, it will be interfering with your body's ability to heal itself, and you want to deal with it. And that music means it's time for another break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and with me today is Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist, and we'll be back right after this.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Dr. Herbert Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor. We are located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill, and you can find us on the web at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience, clean, comfortable, and efficient. We guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest price. We test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. We draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostic, Singulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call us today to set up an appointment, 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. 216-2332.
The Institute of Advanced Medicine introduces holistic and comprehensive ways to maintain your health, maintain your energy and immunity, your flexibility and your wellness. The team of specialists at the Institute of Advanced Medicine offer all the services to enhance and support all categories of function, health, and well-being. You can call 954-748-4991 to make an appointment today. 954-748-4991.
You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and with us today is Janice Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. We went a little astray when we were talking about mercury amalgams, in that we started talking about suicide rates, which is kind of interesting. I just want to finish up that list. Dentists, 1.67 increased risk. Physicians, 1.87. And on this particular list, marine engineers, 1.89. I don't know, marine engineers, maybe it's the lead in marine paint that they're exposed to that may be a factor. But, Jenna, you asked about the rest of the world, a list of suicide rates for the rest of the world. And we luckily, the United States is not doesn't rank near the top. They rank 50th in suicide. And of the major countries above them, you have like India ranks 11th, Russia 14th, Hungary 16th, Japan 17th. Now let's go to the other way. Let's see who's at the bottom of the list, the ones that are the lowest incidence of suicide. Some interesting results here. Saudi Arabia, Syria, Kuwait, Lebanon, Oman, those are all Muslim countries. It's an interesting observation. Jamaica's near the bottom of the list. Then you have Iraq, Egypt, Libya, Algeria. Isn't that interesting that all those countries are at the have the lowest levels of suicide?
I think probably culture and religious beliefs certainly do play a very, very big role. When you were mentioning Japan, I was thinking that, again, with a culture in Japan, I don't think it is, it remains this way, but for years, that was an honorable way out of a shameful mm-hmm. situation.
Yeah, well, Italy, near the bottom of the list, and let's give you a number. Italy was 128.
I love that. They have such good food. They have lovely wine. They have beautiful vistas. Very good fish.
So we said the Muslim countries are running around 170, to 160 to 170. And then back to the United States. So now when you look at it, and the United States comes in at 50. All right, so we're in the upper third, or the upper quarter of suicide deaths. And it may have to do, you mentioned a very good thing, culture or religion. Could be diet, could be exposure to toxins. The environment, you have to, consider the environment in these countries. They did another way of looking at it. Suicides per 100,000 people per year, and Greenland ranks the highest. So, not sure where that is. And then just going down to the bottom of this list, and looking at it this way. Those same countries that we mentioned before are near the bottom as well. So just interesting. I think that'd be an interesting topic to discuss in greater detail when we have a chance to understand it a little better, because that may be a whole insight into health and disease, suicide being a symptom of something else. In other words, it's not just a symptom of being depressed, but you have to ask yourself, well, why is there more depression? Is it the medications people are on? Things like that. So that's an interesting thing. We started off this topic because the dentists do not want to make the information about levels of mercury in their office available. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration, that's OSHA, has set the average workday exposure limit for mercury at 100 micrograms per cubic meter. OSHA requires workers to wear protective equipment when mercury is over the limit. Sadly, many dentists don't care about the amount of mercury in their offices. I can tell you that's true. I've spoken with patients who report they had their mercury fillings removed in dentist offices without any precautions being taken. And I said, I showed them, you know what you can do? And I showed them, go online, go to YouTube, and do a search on removal of mercury fillings. And you'll see the appropriate steps that need to be taken when you do it. For example, they put a dental dam in your mouth so you don't swallow any of the mercury. They have you wearing an oxygen over your nose so you can breathe in pure air. They have suctions, removing the mercury fillings as they're taken out. So a lot of steps that can be that need to be taken that I guess many dentists don't pay attention to. They go on to say here that the Mercury Instrument CEO says that few dentists are even concerned about mercury levels in their dental practices. When amalgams are installed or removed, mercury is released into the mouths of patients and into the surrounding air. High-speed vacuums are often used to suction the debris away from patients, but this doesn't stop the spread of mercury completely. He goes on to say he's measured mercury levels in dental offices that are 2 to 3 times greater than the OSHA limits. In one experiment, they measured mercury levels 30 times the OSHA limit after just one amalgam was removed. So that's the information they don't want out. He goes on to say, I've seen in dental offices what would make these other offices have to shut down. They would be closing their doors and getting respirators on. That's how serious it is. And yet you have children going into these offices, sitting around, they're putting mercury in, taking mercury out, and they're being exposed to these high levels. So it's kind of interesting how in so many facets of our lives we're exposed to toxins that we're completely unaware of. Because mercury is odorless, invisible, you just don't know you're being exposed. Now, he recalls setting up an informational booth at a dental conference in Denver, Colorado. The demonstration attempted to educate dentists on mercury toxicity and the high levels most likely present in their dental practices. He demonstrated how his equipment could measure rising mercury levels by simply brushing on an old mercury filling. Most dentists were reluctant to learn the importance of monitoring mercury levels in their practice, and many smirked at this demonstration. When it was all said and done, he said he got a call the day after the convention from the American Dental Association lawyer threatening to take him down if he didn't stop using their publication. In other words, they didn't want this information getting out. Right after that, you couldn't find that publication anywhere. It disappeared from the internet. In other words, why are they hiding it? If mercury is so safe, what are they concerned about? But we as the public need to know about this, just like we need to know about genetically modified foods, which I think is becoming a bigger and bigger issue. What do genetically modified foods and mercury have in common? They disrupt your microbiome. And as we learn more about the interaction of your gut and your brain and your immune system, now you can begin to understand how these insults that we're exposed to can affect so many different aspects of our health, and that's the reason why it's so difficult to put your finger on the cause of so many different things, because it's hard to say what area is going to be affected most, because potentially any area could be affected.
Dr. Slavin, it's very, very interesting, because in the news just a few days ago, Campbell's Soup has come out against genetically modified organisms, that they will no longer have soups prepared with food sources that are genetically modified. I have to say, I think that it will be a dramatic, that announcement will have a dramatic impact on other very, very large-scale food purveyors, that this is something to be avoided. Do you have a comment on Campbell's Soups?
Well, when you mentioned that, and I had read that, and it made me think of Chipotle, how they also said they were going to stop using genetically modified foods, and
Chipotle was always putting themselves out there as using beef and chicken, animal source protein that did not contain any antibiotics or hormones. So that was one of their marketing approaches, to put the quality of their meats above the rest of the competition out there.
No, that's exactly right. And I think with Campbell's doing it, but we remember now Chipotle all of a sudden mysteriously had so many outbreaks of food poisoning. The speculation is that may be a form of sabotage. The competition doesn't like that. So they want to, do something to Chipotle, but it'd be interesting to see what happens to Campbell's Soups. Now, Campbell's Soups is really big, though. I mean, that's mainstream, so to speak. And specifically what they said, they announced GMO labeling for its food products. They support mandatory GMO labeling and the consumer's right to know. So I don't know. So, Janet, are they saying that they're not going to have GMO foods, or they're just going to label that they have or they don't have it in their product?
I don't have an answer for that.
Okay,
Dr.
I think I do.
I would say that they probably have available an organic line of soups. It might not necessarily be Campbell's on the label, but my guess is they have been preparing organic soups.
Well, here's what they say. They say Campbell's Soups will now list on their label whether it contains genetically modified organisms or not. They go on to say it's still unclear whether the labels will make a distinction on the kind of GMOs used, but one thing's for sure, customers are going to know which ingredients contain GMOs in general. So that's a start. So, right now you have to look for labels that say GMO-free, because there's been a lot of resistance to letting the consumer know which products have GMOs, because it's probably, 90% of products are contaminated by GMOs. Time for another break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, Janet Cimarelli, and we'll be back right now.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Dr. Herbert Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor. We are located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill. And you can find us on the web at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience, clean, comfortable, and efficient. We guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest price. We test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. We draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostic, Singulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call us today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
Are you looking for expert advice on improving your health? You want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule consultations with me, Janet Cimarelli, at janetcimarelli.com. I'm a licensed nutrition counselor, and I specialize in the field of natural foods and supplements. I offer consultations with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. I'll educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. I will include information on overcoming allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with me, and I'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health. Visit JanetCimarelli.com and tune in to hear me on Natural Doc Radio here on WNN Monday through Friday, 10 to 11.
You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and with us today is Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. And Janet, we were talking about Campbell's soup, and they have a history of trying to do the right thing. They said back in July 2015, not that long ago, they announced they would stop putting MSG in their children's condensed soups, and they also committed to phasing out genetically modified ingredients in their kids' soup line. And they also said they wanted to remove artificial colors and flavors by July 2018. You know, Janet, I was watching a commercial on TV for one of those blenders, and they were showing how easy it is to make soup. I think that would probably be a better option for most people. Make your own soup.
Okay, so Dr. Slavin, that involves making sure that you have the ingredients at home. So I think that a lot of people think that one of the ways to always have a relatively quick, satisfying, and nutritious meal for their kids involves a condensed soup. And a lot of times the kids have a specific taste that they like. Sometimes, it's just quick and easy. Certainly it is very, very easy to make your own soups. And I talk to people when I counsel them all the time about how to do that so quick, so easy, very affordable.
Well, what this commercial had the blender they were demonstrating. And you put all the raw ingredients in, whatever vegetables, all organic. You put all the organic. You put a little organic stock in there. It could be, I guess, vegetable or chicken stock, whatever base you want to use. And the blender itself actually heats it up, too. It cooks everything. Just a thought. You don't have to resort to canned foods because the cans themselves, the lining of the cans, we know can be a problem as well. Campbell's, the glyphosate, that's what you want to avoid. That's going to impact your microbiome. We talked earlier about mercury. That's going to impact your microbiome. The toxins and vaccines are going to impact your microbiome. Your exposure to bacteria, the largest component of your immune system is in your digestive tract, so that's a major area of your body that you want to protect. So avoiding things that can affect it are important. Now, just to give you the flip side, companies like PepsiCo and Kellogg have long conspired with Monsanto, all spending millions of dollars to shut down legislative efforts for GMO labeling. And so that's where the problem comes. You have companies that don't want you to know about the extent to the GMO food. So Kellogg's, lots of cereal. Most of it is a good source of genetically modified foods, which means high levels of glyphosate. Now, PepsiCo is a major food producer, lots of companies under that banner. As far as the consumer goes, look for, get either organic food or at least something that says GMO free, and you're just removing one toxin that you might be exposed to. You know, Vermont became the first state to lead the way on the issue of labeling foods. That goes back, it's supposed to take effect this July. Federal legislation.
It's interesting because Monsanto, I believe, is suing the state of Vermont to prevent them from implementing their law. Very, very interesting that corporate legal maneuver can override the will of the people.
I wonder what grounds they're using to get what they're giving to say why they shouldn't put that on the label.
I don't know what their marketing approach is, but essentially that they're going to enhance the quality of the yield of a particular crop. They're going to enhance the amount of a crop yield. And in that way, they're going to save the world because they will be able to feed the growing world population.
Now, you know, to put things into overall context when it comes to our health, trying to understand how the government works, because there is no consistency there. For example, you know, they mandate that people wear helmets if they're riding a motorcycle. I think have they mandated that for riding a bicycle now, too?
I don't know the answer to that.
You know, and they mandate that you wear a seatbelt. You know, so, you know, I'm not sure, you know, I'm looking for consistency here. But then on the other hand, you hear where the EPA spills toxic waste into rivers. The FDA allows cancer-causing additives in our food supply. The CDC pushes toxic vaccines laced with mercury. And the Department of Agriculture continues to approve genetically modified crops that use deadly herbicide like glyphosate, which are linked to cancer. So I just don't get the consistency there. And obviously, it's not health. So there's got to be another reason why, on the one hand, they want to push seat belts and helmets, but they're avoiding all the other that are important to good health. So I think the word hypocrisy comes to mind. So, I'm sorry, Janet?
Very sad state of affairs. So, it comes back to that basic perspective that I maintain, and that is you are responsible for your own health and well-being. If you turn it over to any other entity, be it your physician, your pharmacist, or a government agency that supposedly is meant to be in charge of supporting healthful things, you're making a mistake. Nobody has your own well-being so much at heart as you as the individual, the owner of the body.
Okay. Now, Janet, earlier in the week, I think we touched on the topic of filtering your own water, your drinking water. And
right.
Here's why. They're finding radon, arsenic, nitrates as common pollutants in drinking water. And in addition, they're finding antibiotics and hormones as well. And the levels vary from municipality to municipality. And they're not working on removing them because most water purification is focusing on infectious disease. And another thing they're saying here is firefighting foam has contaminated U.S. drinking water as well. So, and we don't know, we mentioned that perhaps some of these contaminants enter your drinking water after it leaves the water treatment plant, although I have a hunch that a lot of those antibiotics and bacteria probably just don't get removed by the treatments being used. They say there are at least half of the 300-plus chemicals detected in U.S. drinking water are not regulated at all.
So, well, you just think about the presence of chlorine in your drinking water, and we've been led to believe that this is a substance that's beneficial because it's going to kill infectious microorganisms. But we're not talking about the situation with regard to how toxic the chlorine itself is for you as an individual.
And we mentioned earlier in the week, too, the fluoride as well. So you've got the chlorine and fluoride deliberately added to the water to make it better for you, so they say. But you need to remove it before you drink it. That's the only problem.
You know, the funny thing is I have a fish tank, and I know people that have fish tanks. You can't put chlorinated water or fluoridated water in the fish tank because it's going to kill all the fish. I mean, that should tell you something.
Should tell you something.
Yeah, I mean, we just have to be more vigilant and just think about all the things we do because, you know, it may seem like a big mountain to climb, but if you really think about it, you know, one step at a time, it's easy to navigate away from the pollutants. You know, stick with organic, stick with pure water. Ask your dentist if he's going to put a filling in. You have choices. You don't have to use the mercury fillings. You can use composite fillings. And if you're going to have mercury removed from your mouth, make sure you're going to a dentist that takes all the appropriate steps to do that. And that music means we've just run out of time. Don't forget, Janet is over at Greenlands today. I guess starting right now until 3 o'clock, is it, Janet?
Till 2. And till then 2 today. From 2 to 7 in Toonies at Coral Springs.
All right. This is Natural Doc Radio. We're here every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janet Cimarelli. Bye-bye, everybody.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.